We've talked about a lot of matchups this week, but let's get to it. Super Bowl 48 pits the number one offense in the NFL, the league's most prolific scoring offense in history, against the number one defense in the league that had an NFL best 28 interceptions in the regular season and brings plenty of physicality.
They're a very aggressive bunch. They don't do a whole lot, but what they do is really good. They're long, they're fast, they've got good ball skills. You know, when you look at them statistically, I think they were number one in probably five of the most important categories.
On the other side of the ball, the Broncos offense has had plenty of success as well. In fact, it's the first unit in league history that has five players with 10 or more touchdowns. And it's a group that wants to match Seattle's physicality on Sunday.
Well, that's the challenge for us, is to make sure that, you know, we're physical at the line of scrimmage, that we run good routes, and we execute, you know, whatever play is called.
No, it don't bother me. I like getting hit. That's why I play the game. I'm a big guy. You know, I can take some hits, so it really don't bother me.
One of the biggest problems that physicality can create is timing when receivers are trying to get off the line. But one of Peyton Manning's biggest targets said he's using his hoops background to his advantage.
I can't take for granted the things that I've learned innately from playing basketball. You know, understanding my position relative to everybody else on the court or on the field at the same time. Understanding, you know, how do I make myself available?
And we'll get to see that matchup take place in just 2 days. For Broncos TV, I'm Greg Caldwell.